Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, get the day wrong, put odds on it. So we were talking about teams that are favored to win the World Series. We had our first Astros story on Sports Map today from Chris Campisi. He does the five teams that are the biggest threats to the Astros. And he's got the Cubs 1, the Yankees 2, the Dodgers 3, the Indians 4. The interesting one he has at number 5, and not necessarily to win, but that would keep the Astros from repeating, the LA Angels. Says it all starts in their own division. If the Astros even want a shot to repeat, they will have to go through the AL West first, and it won't be as easy this year. Angels made one of the biggest offseason moves by signing international prospect Shohei Ohtani, a two-way player that can pitch, play in the outfield, and do damage at the plate. They also picked up infielders Ian Kinsler and Zach Cozart, who paired with a healthy Mike Trout can win enough games in 2018 to give the Astros a run for the division. Says, I will be very surprised if the Astros win the division by 20-plus games like they did in 2017. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen again.
No, I don't either. But I don't think the Angels are much of a threat either.
They just never seem to put it together. Doesn't really matter what they do. They're like the Mariners. Like every year I think, you know, Mariners, I like this team a little bit.
And then the season starts.
Yeah. 713-780- ESPN. And somebody had mentioned bullpens where the Yankees have an advantage, and you responded by saying that, well, the Astros have beefed theirs up. I have one other question about the Yankees. Do we really think Aaron Judge is going to do what he did last year again? He could get better, but I mean,
well, here's the thing with, I mean, he's going to be protected in the lineup by Giancarlo Stanton now. Yeah. I could honestly see him maybe even improving, depending on what kind of batting order they go with. But, yeah, I'd see no reason to think he's going to regress.
I just wonder.
People aren't going to pitch around him for sure.
Probably not.
I mean,
the other thing, too, is that Stanton's not going to have the year he had last year. That was a career year. He'll be good, but if we're just going to assume that those two are going to hit 120 home runs combined.
I don't think that'll be the case.
Yeah.
But I don't think either one of them will have a poor year.
110, I guess.
And Gary Sanchez can hit some bombs, too. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you got 140 between the three of them.
I think they'd take that.
I think they would. I think every team in the league would take 140 homers out of three guys.
Yeah. But by the same token, I don't know that George Springer's going to have the year he had last year either.
No.
If you want to, I think the first half of his season was as good as anybody. And he's never done that before.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Yeah.
Lamont says New York fans thinking they're the team to beat in the conference is basically Texan fan who think they are still superior to the Jaguars. That's about right.
Yeah.
I think Jaguar fan is probably feeling pretty good about where they sit in the conference. But or in the division, but you know there's Texans fans who think...
Well, Colt fans still think that, too.
Well, yeah. With a healthy Andrew Luck, with a healthy Deshaun Watson, we'll be right there. Yeah. All right.
With a healthy Blake Bortles. Hey, some TV news for you. You knew they were going to do a Sons of Anarchy spinoff.
Yes.
Now they're going to do more, it looks like. A sequel and a prequel. According to...
They're going to kill this thing.
Yeah. Well, they already overdid it once, I thought. They went on... But Kurt Suter has revealed he envisions the Sons of Anarchy universe having four chapters. The original series was the first chapter. Mayans MC is the second. The last two chapters would be a sequel to the Sons of Anarchy finale and a prequel that would tell the story of Jax Teller's father.
Okay.
Dude, you don't need to be doing eight seasons of any more of this. I'm out on all of it.
You're not going to try it?
No.
Okay. I'll probably try it.
I'm just not
a sucker.
I'm just not interested.
Yeah, that's fair.
I invested a lot of years into that first story. 2 years too many, as a matter of fact. So I really don't have any interest in doing it again.
Fair enough.
Plus, the thing that I liked about it was the actors. And you're not going to have Ron Perlman. You're not going to have Baby Heath Ledger. You're not going to have, you know, Kate Siegel. I mean, maybe you do, but I think those stories have been told.
Yeah.
4-9 says Springer will not be the same. He's married now. Yeah, that does ruin everybody.
Probably won't help.
Yeah. Yeah. Your rap says 1 year of learning how to pitch to Judge. He slumped hard after the All-Star break. He did, but I do think having that other big bat in there.
Yeah. I mean, that lineup is going to be salty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's ridiculous to say they could win the damn thing, but I don't know. I think saying that they're clearly the team to beat's a little much.
I do,
which is where that came from. Man, did you see this? This is like your worst nightmare on an airplane, other than the thing actually crashing.
Okay.
You've had some nightmares. But apparently a United flight on its way to Hawaii, about 45 minutes before they were supposed to land, and there's actual footage of this, debris starts coming off one of the engines.
Oh, no.
And there's people that were sitting in the aisle seats that were filming it as the stuff's coming off. And
how does that stuff never land on someone, and then they've got a lawsuit?
Well, I don't know that it didn't, but I think in this case, they were flying to Hawaii, so it was probably over the water.
Oh, okay.
But and some of the people had pretty good... senses of humor about it.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't. Erica Dad tweeted out a picture of the outside part of the engine is gone.
Oh.
It's just this brown thing. He tweeted out a picture of that with the little emergency packet that they give you. It says, I don't see anything about this in the manual. But the plane wound up landing 30 minutes early. They got it in safely, but yeah, that's a... I can't imagine sitting there and seeing that and going, this is how it ends.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with that. Well,
936 says, that wasn't Heath Ledger in SOA Falcon. I know that. That's why I said baby Heath Ledger. That's what I've always referred to Charlie Hunnam as. I guess that... joke just went over everyone's head.
I got it, Fred.
I know.
That's what matters.
Oh, let's try a call real quick before we do that. Brad. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. You guys were talking about the Angels and somebody having them very high on their list of people. I think you said fifth on their list of folks in the American League or in all of baseball. I guess I don't understand, outside of, and they got this guy Otani, or however you pronounce his name, coming over from the Japanese league, and Japanese baseball is, what would you equate that to? Kind of like quadruple A, kind of a step between triple A and the major leagues. I mean, not every pitcher that comes over from Japan is just lights out or makes the grade. And to me, it's kind of like saying, hey, they got this great prospect. Who's the last time team that he said, hey, you got this great prospect. He's going to come up and make them, a contender. Outside of him, if he does pan out, who else do the Angels have in their starting rotation? What other pitcher do they have that that's, you know?
I don't even know how good of a pitcher. I don't know how good of a pitcher Ohtani is. I do think the Angels' rotation could be maybe slightly undervalued, especially if it's healthy. Garrett Richards wasn't healthy last year. Tyler Skaggs wasn't healthy. Nick Tropiano wasn't healthy. They had a bunch of guys last year that were just broken. Now, does that mean that they're all going to be healthy this year? Probably not. But if they've got Ohtani, Richards, Skaggs, Andrew Haney, I mean, you've got a bunch of dudes competing for these spots. They don't have an ace on that staff, but I think they're solid. I mean, I think they don't have any bums either. I think they've got a bunch of good young guys that they think can be well above average. And they've got a pretty decent lineup behind them. So I think the Angels should be right there with the Mariners is contending for second place, but I just still don't see them being on the Astros level at this point.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Tell the people how you can help them with their bills.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you about Bill Advisor. And I didn't realize this, but I've been overpaying for a bunch of monthly recurring bills. TV, internet, cell phone, auto, home insurance, energy, all that stuff. And the deal, the way it works is you sign up with a company and you think, all right, I'm on now. And they're like, hey, we're going to give you this great deal. Good deal we got going. You take that great deal. You think, man, I'm in. Then you don't worry about it again. Then 4 years later, you realize the new customers now are getting a way better deal than you got. And you've been paying these guys every month for 4 years. It's nonsense is what it is. So if you love your provider but hate your bill, trust Bill Advisor. Bill Advisor is your personal advocate. They're going to work directly with the service providers. You don't have to lower your service. You just pay less money. The savings are real, guys. The average customer saves over $800 per year. Some have saved over $1,000. Lance Zierlein saved over $2,000. I know they just got started on my stuff today. They didn't save me money on my internet bill, but my speeds are suddenly three times faster. I'll take that. That's a good start. Here's the best part. It's so easy. Bill Advisor service starts at $12.99 a month, and they guarantee $150 in savings. That sounds like a good deal, right? $12.99 a month to $150. Sounds like you're coming out on the good end of this. If they can't save you at least $150, they'll give you every single penny back. You're guaranteed to win. Start saving right now by texting BILLS, that's B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. Start saving right now by texting BILLS to 313131 or BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. I'm telling you guys, this stuff works. Give it a try today.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Man, this looks bad, this Florida shooting. Looks yeah. like at least 16 dead now.
Oh, man.
Every time one of these happens, I have a high school age kid.
Do we know the deal? Like, what exactly happened?
Former student, it says, and that's all we know. It says, at least according to CNN's story, which yeah, it says, it was a former student. He was taken into custody, so they did get him. He's been identified as Nicholas Cruz. And at least 14 people have been taken to area hospitals. The shooting caused numerous fatalities, at least 16. So that number is going to probably be a lot more. So, yeah. So there's another one.
It's a shame.
It is. I mean, it just, not much you can say except for I feel for those families.
Yep.
So you guys have any big Valentine's Day plans? You taking her out to a nice dinner?
Because she's flying out to Austin, we're going to, we got my aunt to come stay at our house tonight, ship the boys off to school in the morning. We're going to go to Austin tonight and have some dinner and stay in a hotel.
That's cool.
Drop her off at the airport in the morning and head back here.
That's a good one.
Split up the drive in a little bit. It's a good deal.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. John, what are you guys doing special?
I think we moved ours back to next week because we had something yesterday. We were going to do it yesterday with, because we got last year on the 11th, we got engaged. So yes. We were going to do a Valentine's Day engagement thing, but we moved it to next week because one of her cousins had her birthday yesterday. So we're going to do that next week.
You realize that cousin's going to have the same birthday every year, right?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Just checking. Yeah, I get to be the.
Is that how that works?
I get to be the single person on Valentine's Day today, so I don't
like the old days.
Yeah,
what a life!
What are you gonna do?
I'm probably
masturbate excessively.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No, I'll probably stop by one of my favorite watering holes on the way home, have a couple, and then go home and get stoned and watch hockey.
Okay,
it's probably my plan.
I knew that would be your plan.
But yeah, that's why I'm going up this weekend. Is we'll do something this weekend.
Okay.
She's got a bunch of stuff planned. So, but speaking of that, a bodynutrition.org put together a map to see which states in the U.S. complain the most about being single on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And where would you think Texas would rank on this list? They give us the top 10.
Well, I'm guessing they're in the top 10.
Yeah, Texas is in the top 10.
They complain about being single?
Yeah. It's Valentine's Day and I'm single and I don't have anything to do. Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like Bill O'Brien coaches us and I'm going to go right in the middle, number 5.
Well, let me give you a hint.
Damn.
If it were the girl at the at Constellation Field that time, where would Texas be?
Number 2?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Texas is number 2. Number 1, Utah. I would just complain in general about being in Utah. So here's your top 10. Number 10, Oklahoma. Number 9, Arkansas. 8, Louisiana. 7, Hawaii. Seems like a strange one. 6 is Iowa. 5 is Idaho. 4, I kind of get. Alaska. If you're single in Alaska, you probably have no hope.
Yeah.
Nevada is 3rd. Texas 2nd. Utah 1st. I have to say, I don't feel like Texas, Hawaii, and Nevada belong on that list.
Okay.
Because those other states, it makes sense. Idaho, Iowa. You probably have, your life is probably miserable just from being there.
Yeah.
So you're going to complain. But yeah, Texas is number 2. And it's based on number of tweets about it. So maybe we should just stop tweeting about how miserable
we
are. We
have a lot of people. Or is it per capita?
I think they did it per capita.
Okay. Oh, that's bad.
Jose asking, you guys watching that Waco series, what do you think?
I have it recorded. I'm going to binge it all at once.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. I'm interested in it. I'm recording the rest of them. I'm on that Counterpart now. I've been watching that.
Have you cut off Longmire until your wife's back in town?
Probably not. I'm probably going to watch a few during the week when I have some time.
Okay.
I'm finally getting caught up on some things, but... the Counterpart's really interesting. It has a feel. It kind of has a Leftovers feel to it, in a weird, bizarre way. And I'm like it. You have to accept the initial premise. But if you do that, it's pretty entertaining. And that guy J.K. Simmons is a hell of an actor.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. So, Blitzer Jake wants to know, what are the odds Fred dies from a non-health related death, i.e., plane engine falling off?
I've always thought if Fred died, it would be by his own doing.
Yeah.
So, like,
I do fly a lot.
Yeah. Although, if he's quitting cigarettes, I would say that his life expectancy is going way up.
Yeah. Cigarettes, I'm quitting.
But you've quit cigarettes before and come back to it.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not a lifelong smoker. I didn't start smoking until the last divorce.
Okay.
So.
You are a lifelong drinker, though.
Yeah, well,
and you've said you're not listening to your doctor. You're going to keep drinking.
Well, I'm going to cut way back. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not going to quit drinking. She didn't really say that. She just said I need to slow down.
Okay.
So I can do that, but we'll see what else. I got to go back Monday and get all the other test results. So 281 asking what? Fred got divorced again. I did not get divorced. He's just out of town for work again. That's all. 409, so you guys already out on Altered Carbon. It's been pretty good so far to me. That, no, I haven't watched it yet.
I got no interest.
It pops up. The two things that pop up on my Netflix as things that you would enjoy were Longmire and that. And you'd spoken so highly of Longmire, I decided to start watching that.
Okay.
So I'll probably do it at some point. But I haven't yet. And people say the third Waco one is when it gets good.
Okay.
Yeah, because I thought the first one was interesting, and I remember us covering all that when it happened at the newspaper. So, Rodney wants to know, in that list for complaining because the Bible Belt, do you think that's taken into account? Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, it's just, but it's people on Twitter. That's what they studied, which I guess is pretty easy. You just go through and search for Valentine's Day whining. And you see where they are. I guess that would take a lot of work to put that research together. 713-780-ESPN.
A couple people on Twitter asking for my picks. I'll give them again on the other side of the break. I gave them once today. I'll give them one more time.
Yeah, very first segment, if you just want to jump on Podcast Arena.
If that's easier, yes.
Yeah, the hour's up. But if you want them, yeah, you're going to have to wait until we come back, but they are there.
All right, guys, if you've been putting off cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery, don't wait any longer. Save 35% off any cleaning service with Dirt Free Carpets, 35% off sale. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free. Nobody deep cleans your carpet. Satisfaction guaranteed like Dirt Free Carpet does. They're fresh, deep clean without soap, unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, tile, wood floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. And right now, you can get 35% off any service. Just tell them you heard it here. They'll take that 35% off, and they'll throw in a free speed dryer with a carpet cleaning. That's $100 value right there. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Rub the man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the realest shit.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
So final card is in, Fred.
Yes, give him the final card.
It's a big one today.
All right.
Get ready to put it in your notebook.
What's your very favorite one? Give me that one first, because you know I like to take your favorite play and parlay it with my hockey play.
Well, my favorite play was Youngstown State +6.
Okay.
It's changed now because apparently during shoot-around, a bunch of dudes from Providence are throwing up like the team has the flu. They're playing Villanova. Nova's giving 10. If you ain't on your game, Nova's going to run you out of the gym. So Nova -10 is a play for me tonight. Might be my favorite now. I like Youngstown +6. I have Xavier -4.5 from this morning. It's up to 6 now. I'd still play it at 6. Syracuse -5.5. Davidson -2. Iowa +11. And Mississippi State's up to +2.5 against Vanderbilt. It's been sort of 1 all day long. In the last 20 minutes, it's jumped to 2.5. So I'm going to take some Mississippi State +2.5.
All right. And my one hockey play is Toronto -190 tonight.
All right.
But just money line play. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
How about a parlay Nova or Xavier money line with Toronto money line?
Okay, done.
That should get you a little payout.
Yeah, Yeah. People were asking this weekend about, are you playing any games? And I'll figure out a way, maybe on Friday, I'll do the games that I'm going to play on the weekend, but I don't want to get into tweeting out picks again. It's just
too much of a pain in the ass.
It is. It is. But I want the people that actually want the opinions to be able to get them. So just listen to the show.
Dude, I have a great, great non-sports story about Florida woman.
Oh, really?
Do we have anything pressing on sports?
No, we don't have to do any more sports if you don't want to.
Okay. A Florida woman who police said was driving under the influence on Monday was taken into custody after rear-ending another vehicle and kicking and peeing on an officer all while her child was in the back seat of the car. Nicole Nespolini, 40, was driving erratically, screaming and cursing at another vehicle before rear-ending the car. The driver of the vehicle was able to motion Nespolini to pull over, after which Nespolini continued to scream at the woman and pleaded for her not to call law enforcement. When police arrived at about 5:30 p.m., you're drunk at 5:30 p.m. with your kid in the car.
Somebody had that bottle while she was in the line to pick him up at school.
You ain't winning at life. Nespolini continued to act erratically, walking into traffic, pushing an officer in the chest. At one point, she stood on her toes to yell in an officer's face. As three officers began placing the suspect in handcuffs, she said, "I'm peeing and I hope it gets on you." The woman began urinating on an officer's foot. While escorting Nespolini into the police vehicle, she kicked another officer in the groin. It wasn't until that she was secured in the patrol car that police walked over to her vehicle and noticed a baby in the child seat in the back. The child's father came to retrieve the baby while Nespolini was taken to a hospital for medical clearance before being booked into jail. She was charged with driving under the influence, DUI with property damage, child neglect, resisting officer with violence, resisting officer without violence, and battery on a law enforcement officer. Bond set, $18,500.
Jeez. I don't have a lot of rules. One of them is don't pee on me.
Don't pee on me.
Don't pee on me. I'm not Donald Trump. I don't like that. But, sounds like she had quite the day going on.
Yep.
I'm going to guess there's something else besides alcohol involved there.
I would guess so.
If you're that messed up at 5:30, she's probably meth-ing a little bit.
Could be.
Meth and alcohol don't mix.
It's not a great combo.
Painkillers and alcohol don't mix. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
I've done that before.
I have too.
Unsuccessfully.
But I don't get mean or wanting to pee on people. I just get really sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
And barely can put a sentence together. But 281 asks, which is the best Godfather? Just watched the first one last night for the first time.
It's a tie.
It is. There's no way.
One and two.
They're both fantastic. They really are. I think I might, if you stuck a gun in my head and said you get to watch one more Godfather before you die, I'd probably choose two, but you can't go wrong with either one.
I agree.
They're just both fantastic. Three, do not bother with.
No.
Three ruins the whole thing.
Yeah. It'll ruin everything. But yeah, if you watch one and two and you just say, this is it, everything's answered here.
Yeah.
You're okay.
346, that Florida woman sounds like a good night for Tiger.
It might be.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, it's me, Tiger. Poor Tiger. He's so irrelevant now. I really wish he would, win a tournament, do something, bang another Denny's waitress, anything.
Yeah.
My heartthrob seems to think if I croak, it'll be because I wiped somebody out the poker table and they off me in the parking lot. Fortunately, where I go, they've got great security. I'll be all right. I don't wipe people out anymore. I just sort of grind it out, take a few pots here and there, be happy. Vegas, I'll wipe people out.
Yeah.
I'm totally
out. Oh, yes.
That was one of the best was when you were winning that tournament and I was waiting for you and I'm sitting over there playing cash. And
we both walk out with a pile of money.
Yeah, yeah. I play. I had like two hands and hit them both and got my chips in on both hands and basically tripled up in about 22 minutes. And then as soon as AJ was done, I get up to leave. They were all pissed. Taking most of the money off the table. Well, guys, you got wallets. Reach in there. Do it again. 713-780-ESPN. The best thing about that was the hand that the first hand that I took a bunch of money on. I was telling a friend of mine about it that was playing at my house. And he and I get in a hand that plays out exactly the same way. And I get all his money. And it's like, you remember that whole story I told you about how that played out? See, yeah, I forgot. Well, thank you. I haven't done a game at my place in a while, mainly because I just walk over to Lions.
Right.
Or drive over to Lions and then hang out there. But I might have to do that again soon. Just a friendly little game. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Oh, some players who might get cut. We already talked about Derek Johnson yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these have already been speculated on, but a couple stories out today. The Jets are looking to cut Muhammad Wilkerson, who's a name we've mentioned a couple times. And the Bears are releasing Mike Glennon, which is not a shock.
Okay.
Do you want Mike Glennon as a backup quarterback?
What's the price?
Well, I'm assuming you're getting a backup quarterback numbers, like $2 million a year maybe. Case Keenum numbers for what they paid him, $2 million last year.
That's fair.
Slightly more than a Tom Savage type.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Because he's better than a Tom Savage type, yeah. Right?
I mean, yeah, I would take that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Are you any good if Mike Glennon has to play 8 games for you? No.
They have to do, well, listen, they cannot afford to be what they were when Watson went out last year. You know, so if Watson does miss 10 games, they need someone who can win 5.
Yeah.
They don't need someone who can win 8. Those right. guys, that's hard to come by.
Yeah, that's what your starter's supposed to do.
But they need someone who can win half of the games while Deshaun Watson's gone. And honestly, I mean, I like to think that Deshaun Watson will be healthy, but you never know. He's had one season. He's played 6 games. But if he's gone for 10 games, you need someone who can win 5. You cannot afford to have someone who comes in and wins 0 games.
Can Mike Glennon do that for you?
I think Mike Glennon could.
Okay. And we have a follow-up.
I think Case Keenum could.
Yeah.
Although Case Keenum with O'Brien, I've kind of seen that show, and I don't know.
Yeah.
That.
Although I think he's gotten better. So, quick follow-up story. Remember we talked about the guy who claimed to be a time traveler from 2030?
Yes.
Noah?
No, Noah's the guy's name in Dark.
Yeah.
The time travel show.
He, in a recent interview, he was asked to talk about things, you know, be more precise to confirm whether or not he's really from the future. He was asked, are you an actual time traveler from the year 2030? He responded yes, and while taking a lie detector. And so it came out as true. So he took a lie detector test that says.
So here's the thing about lie detector tests. If the person is certifiably insane,
well, yeah,
they could really believe that.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. I'm sure he believes it. But he did have some predictions. Donald Trump gets reelected in 2020. Bitcoin being used more. Okay. Artificial intelligence becoming huge by 2021. Electric cars that can travel at 600 miles per hour. And humans flying to Mars in 2028.
Nice.
Which will also be the same year that time travel is made public. Okay, here's... I'll tell you how you can prove to me that you're from the future. I want to know who wins the Kentucky Derby this year. You just tell me that. I'll take care of the rest.
But if he's from 2033...
2030.
2030... Okay, do you remember who won the Kentucky Derby 12 years ago?
See, that would have been...
2006.
2006 was... I'll remember it when I
See, it would be tough, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you know you're going back in time, I'm writing them all down.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Let's see, 2006 Kentucky Derby.
Is that Monarcos?
The winner was...
No, Monarcos was 2003.
Barbaro,
okay. Yeah, because I wasn't there that year. 2008 was Mind That Bird. I know that.
Who was 2007?
The year after Barbaro was...
2008 was Big Brown.
No, 2008 was... Or 2009 was Mind That Bird. That's
2009
right.
was Mind That Bird.
Yeah, Big Brown was 2008. I don't remember who 7 was.
I had it, and then I switched off of it. It was Street Sense.
Oh, God, I should remember that. I cleaned up on that race.
Is that an underdog?
No, he was he was an underdog when he won the juvenile the year before. He was 15-1, and I remember telling everybody around me, I love this horse. 15-1's a gift. And I had 3 or 4 friends with me, and all of us just crushed that race. And then in the Derby, I loved him, and he came back. I think he was 9-2.
Yeah, there's some that I'm seeing here, and I don't even remember them. I mean, I guess if you don't win multiple races, there's no way I'm remembering you.
Yeah, probably not.
2011, Animal Kingdom, which was a 30-1 shot, so I'm guessing it didn't go on to win the next race.
Now, he turned out to be a pretty nice horse later in his career, but he was...
But I don't remember that name. Yeah. 2012, I remember I'll Have Another.
Yeah, because he won the first two, and he was supposed to, and we were out at Sam Houston on Friday when it was announced that he wasn't going to run in the Belmont.
2013, Orb.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
But he never did anything after that.
Yeah, so, I mean, years ago.
Yeah, he was a one-hit wonder, no question.
So 5 years ago, if I can't remember it then, there's no way I'd remember 12. That's tough.
Yeah, but if I'm traveling back in time, I guarantee you, I'm writing.
You're writing them down.
I'm writing them all down. I'm writing down every World Series champion. I'm doing the Back to the Future thing.
That's the good move right there, or at least carrying an almanac back in your.
I'm gonna make sure that I. That's the one thing. Why didn't you bring something back with you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna give me the Terminator thing that nothing dead can go through?
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. I live, there are 4 Harley Davidson dealerships closer to my house than Republic. It's down Southwest Freeway outside the Beltway. And I drive past all of them to get down there to Republic because they treat me right. They treat my bike right. And that's what I want. They've got 7 master technicians on staff. 7. There's some dealerships, I'm not going to name names, some dealerships in this city don't have a single master technician on staff. They've got hourly employees working on your bike. Nobody wants that. They're putting bikes together. You want somebody who knows what they're doing, and that's why I trust Republic Harley Davidson. They've got a showroom filled with every model and color. They are the friendliest, most helpful staff around. No competition. I went down the other day and checked out what they had going on. I ended up doing a demo ride on a Road King, and I was telling the guy, yeah, Road Kings aren't for me because I don't like the big fairing on the front. I don't like the big hunk of plastic. I don't need a radio on my bike, all that nonsense. Well, he's like, hey, man, we've got some Road Kings now that don't have all that. I gave it a ride. Awesome bike. Awesome bike. You won't believe what Harley's up to lately, and the only place to get one, Republic Harley Davidson. Sign up for the new rider course at Republic Harley Davidson if you can't ride. It's not very hard. It's easier than you think, man. Check them out online, republichd.com. Great riders aren't born, they're made. Republic Harley Davidson, Southwest Freeway, just outside the Beltway, republichd.com. Now I'm gone.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. You'll get all kinds of great stuff on there. Go check it out. I'm watching this hockey game again, and the replay's on. It's just pissing me off all over again. Slovenia. All right. Let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We had a... religious person misbehaving yesterday, or was that Monday? Might have been Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday because it was dumbass report.
Well, here's another one. A Pittsburgh pastor has been charged with lewdness and indecent exposure after police say he was found in a car with a young man who was naked and bound with a rope. According to the criminal complaint, basically they told officers they were just playing, and he and the other man meet up from time to time to play with each other. The man who reported the suspicious vehicle was parked in a street in a neighboring home. Yeah, it's one of those things that, hey, whatever you're into, but don't do it in a car in public. Don't tie a guy up.
Doesn't seem wise.
No, that's definitely not wise, guys. But he was in the back seat adjusting his clothing while another man was in the front passenger seat naked and bound with rope. The pastor says he has nothing to hide. Apparently not. Neither one of them do. Oh, so that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think we'd all agree that that song belongs in some kind of Hall of Fame, right?
I would think so.
Well, guess what? Congratulations.
It gets no respect.
Congratulations are in order for... I think you would have to say the guy who's responsible for the Gem of the Day song beside you, because it is the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Okay.
So Dror Zadok is going to be inducted in the National Jewelers Hall of Fame. And the award was launched in 1989 as a tribute to honor jewelers who have continued to stand out in the industry year after year. And he's been doing it for 42 years. So he and his wife, 40 years ago, started it in Houston. Zadok is still in its original location. And they've expanded now over 12,000 square feet, opened in 1976, and he's going in the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Dror Zadok. And thank you for sponsoring the Gem of the Day, which allowed AJ to come up with that brilliant jingle.
Thank you.
That will live forever.
That deserves another play.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
A couple of follow-up things. 832, what are the odds you have a podcast on horse racing? RJ and I did a Triple Crown ones last year. We did a Triple Crown one, a Derby one, a Preakness one, and a Belmont one. I think I may this year do those as videos for Sports Map and do an actual show, which would, you know, assuming...
Do you want me to be on the panel?
If you want to sit in, you can.
That's a pretty bad idea.
But, yeah, I'll
usually pick number four.
Okay, but no, I'll probably do the same kind of thing, just do it in video form, and working on a sponsor for that now. But I don't want to do a full time one; it's too much work, and it's just not enough interest. We've looked at it before as a show on the network and things like that, and it just doesn't sell. So
you know what does sell?
Tell me,
Triangle Energy.
Of course it does.
You know why? Because they tell you the truth. They're not trying to sneak a fast one by you. There's a lot of energy providers out there, and there's always different offers. They're going to be like, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. We'll give you a $600 bonus. The list goes on. And sadly, you have probably at some point fallen for that line. And you said, man, this deal sounds great. And then several months down the line, you're paying a higher rate than what you signed up for, or they're throwing some crazy fees at you. Triangle in about that. They want to keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. They want to treat you right. They want you to use less electricity overall. That's their goal. They want your home to be more energy efficient, and they give you lots of ways to do that. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or check them out online. TriEagleEnergy.com. That's T-R-I Eagle Energy. TRIEagle.com. You don't have to throw energy in the web domain. TRIEagle.com, promo code ESPN, and you're going to see what I'm talking about with these guys. PUCT license number 10064 for TRIEagle Energy.
I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.